3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Yeah, it is. The storms have arrived, by the way. The skies have opened, and torrential downpours are being visited upon the center of the universe as we speak. You and I will probably see this for the next couple of hours, but the evening, looking like it's going to be clearing out. So there you have it. You'll be able to go inside and watch the Democrats' National Convention and, well, you know, say goodbye to Joe Biden, I guess. Somebody will have to tell him what's going on. Although I think he now knows what's going on. Sort of. It's weird. Kamala Harris, I'm told, was the, quote, top cop in California. That's the language that's being used to try and make her more palatable to certain voters. And I just thought, well, a couple of weeks back, Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, was with us. You know, Jimmy joins us on a regular base every other week or thereabouts. And he had a lot of insight on the vice president, and I think it is a good time to revisit some of that and expand on some of that. And I'm happy to say he's here. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeffrey, how are you? It's good to join you.
Oh, it's great to have you here. And before we dive into all of this stuff, let me wish you a very, very sincere congratulations, a mazel tov on yet another beautiful grandchild.
Well, thank you. This is number three for us, Jeff, and it never, ever gets old. You know, it's one of those things. It never, ever gets old. But all we cared about was 10 fingers, 10 toes, and breathing on her own. It was a good day and God's blessing. So very, very privileged and humbled. So thank you for the mazel tov.
Absolutely. She is a cutie. All right, my friend. I am now hearing and seeing pieces of some would call it campaign material, others might call it propaganda, but referring to Kamala Harris as the former, quote, top cop in California, you want to share with us some of her law enforcement exploits and how she's conducted herself?
Well, I think a little bit of it, Jeff, is a political rebranding, if you will. And mm-hmm. You've been around the politics game long enough to understand how that happens. And obviously in the way that this election season has gone and the way that she was rolled into this role and has, I don't know, what has it been, Jeff? It's been 25, 28, how many days now without a sit-down interview where we can actually get a good sense of what her policies are? But yes, I think many of us who are either, you know, in the law enforcement ranks or former law enforcement or who backed the blue, and I know yep. Central Virginia is full of folks like that I just described,
That's right.
have kind of listened with a bit of chagrin to hear her now rebrand herself. And yes, she was the district attorney in San Francisco for, I believe, about 7 years. She was the top cop or the attorney general for the state of California for 6 years. And then she was a senator and then obviously, you know, served as Joe Biden's vice president. And the way that she is now rebranding herself, I think it's important just to kind of highlight and point out a couple of things about her relationship with the police. So mm-hmm. You'll remember, and I'm sure your audience, because they're in tune on these things and you keep them up to date on things. But back in 2014, in the summer of 2014, there was a young African-American male by the name of Michael Brown, a 19-year-old kid who had just committed a strong-arm robbery
yep.
and then got into a struggle with a police officer, tried to take his gun away, a cop by the name of Darren Wilson, and the police officer was forced to shoot and kill Mr. Brown. This led to days and weeks of rioting in the city of Ferguson, Missouri, and across the country as well, and kind of launched the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Obama Department of Justice, which, as I recall, was led by Eric Holder, did a complete investigation into the shooting. And, Jeff, they determined that it was a justifiable shooting. This is by the Department of Justice's standards. Well, just a couple of years ago, Jeff, in 2019, Kamala Harris, then a sitting U.S. senator, continued to perpetuate the myth, the trope, the canard, the calumny, the lie that was Michael Brown was murdered, and made a post that is still up on Twitter, or X, as you will, suggesting that he was murdered. How does the top cop of California, how does somebody who was a sitting U.S. senator and now vice president of the United States and the presumptive Democrat nominee for the presidency do that? Well, you'll remember a couple years after the Michael Brown incident, you remember Jesse Smollett, Jeff? Does that name, does that, he was a star of a show called Empire.
Yeah.
African-American man, he was a gay man, and he came up with this just completely fantastical, farcical story that he walked out onto the mean streets of Chicago in sub-zero freezing temperatures at like 1 o'clock in the morning to go get ice pops, if you will,
yep,
and was jumped by two guys who beat him up. They were wearing MAGA hats and they poured bleach on him and tied a noose around his neck.
Right.
Well, it was a complete charade, something where he had paid two brothers to do this to him to get some more fame and attention, if that's what you need.
Yeah.
Well, again, Kamala Harris, you know, former U.S. Senator, former California Attorney General. And as an Attorney General, you're normally skeptical about all things because, you know, when you've been in the criminal justice system long enough, you understand that things have to pass, Jeff, the smell test.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she referred to what happened to Mr. Smollett as a modern day lynching and has never walked that back either and has posted about that. And you say to yourself, boy, wouldn't this be a good time now to say, hey, guess what? Like everybody else, I got duped.
That's right.
It gets worse. So at the height of the George Floyd protests and riots in the summer of 2020, Kamala Harris posted online for a Michigan bail fund. This bail fund was providing money to people that got arrested during those riots. Now, Jeff, nobody got arrested for exercising their constitutional First Amendment rights to peaceably assemble and protest.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a number of people that were arrested for, I don't know, failure to disperse, for starting fires, for breaking windows and storefronts and turning over cars and assaulting people. And she encouraged people to donate to this fund to help these people get back on the streets. And one individual, after he was released, went on to murder somebody, and a number of other individuals were arrested for more violent crimes afterwards. Jeff, do you want the prosecution to continue?
Sadly, yes. I mean, it's one of those situations, Jimmy. There are so many pieces of evidence, and a little bit like inflation and weight gain, they build on top of each other. I just wanted to be as clear as is humanly possible, exactly what her track record is. You know, it really flies in the face of this rebranding as California's former top cop.
Well, Jeff, I mean, you'll recall the images of CBP agents and officers who were on horseback,
yeah,
and who were trying to round up illegal migrants that were trying to cross a river down on the southern border. And these were Haitian migrants. Again, they weren't doing it through the process, through the Department of State, the way that you're supposed to do it.
Yep.
But you remember the images of these guys on horseback, and the Biden administration made the smear, the malicious smear, that they were whipping these people as if they were slaves.
Yes.
And I remember that Kamala Harris went on The View, and even after this had been debunked, that it had absolutely, the story had been debunked, that nobody was using their reins to whip anybody, nobody was carrying whips, but again, said it evoked imagery of slavery and Jim Crow, what she witnessed. And again, never walked it back, never apologized, never said, hey, I got out over my skis, I shouldn't have said that. I understand it was overly hyperbolic, but another disgraceful incident. And then when she was interviewing, I believe his name was Vidiola, but he was one of President Trump's, then President Trump's nominees to be the head of either CBP or ICE.
Mm-hmm.
It was ICE. And she referred to this gentleman who was, you know, who was trying, he was appointed and was trying to get, mm-hmm, Senate confirmation, if he understood that ICE was akin to a white supremacy organization, if he understood that that's the way that the perception was about ICE. And again, helpful, No. Does it help promote or incite people? Yes. And the examples that I'm using, Jeff, they're not even policy related. It's not like I disagree with her on bail reform, where you make it cashless bail so people can just get in and they can commit a crime and be released the same day. I'm against that. Most sane people are for recidivists and violent offenders. It's not even policy. Sanctuary cities, which she supports. What is a sanctuary city? It's a city where the municipality decides to defy federal immigration law and refuses to work with federal authorities. So if an illegal alien commits a crime, they will not contact ICE to have that person deported. Mm. Kamala Harris supports that as well. So it's not just the things she says, which is, you know, rhetoric that doesn't help. Police officers in this country have been assassinated in New York and in Louisiana and in Texas because of things that people have said about police officers. And that has caused the assassins to do this. They've left screeds. They've made Facebook posts. And they've said the reason they were doing this is because of the racist cops in this country. And, Jeff, this is a person who wants to be our commander-in-chief and wants to be in the Oval Office. And I just think it's fair that, and I know you want your listeners to understand what her history and relationship with law enforcement is.
Jimmy, I sit back and, well, first let me remind everybody, Jimmy Galliano joining us, just the salt of the earth, the best of the best, retired supervisory special agent out of the FBI. It's painful to listen to the recitation, Jimmy. It really is. And I understand people can change. People have a different opinion. They do all this. So again, rebranding. But she has never at any point apologized for, walked back, changed any of these earlier statements or assessments. And they are, my opinion, clearly anti-law enforcement. They are anti-law-abiding citizens. And I think she has thrown her entire mind into the support of those who break the law, her entire heart into that. And that bothers me a lot. And I guess we'll see as we head through the next 80 days or so what happens in that vein. As we talk about law enforcement, I always want to give you the opportunity, Jimmy, for the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. You're on the board of directors. I wish this organization were not necessary. No offense. I'm sure you guys do important stuff and have great meetings, but boy, I wish you didn't have to. I'd love to get you to just share a little bit about that with everybody, if you don't mind.
Sure, Jeff. Always appreciate the opportunity. And the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, you can go to policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org, which is our website. It's a law enforcement advocacy group, and it is a group that that dispenses donations, money, to help out for the legal defense of unjustly accused law enforcement officers. And, Jeff, one of the things, kind of to the point that we were just talking about in regards to Vice President Kamala Harris and her less than stellar track record with law enforcement, is that we're getting more and more into the advocacy business. You can go to our website and you can see some of the things that people believe that are simply untruths. And we use statistics, we use actual tangible facts and evidence to dispel some of the tropes and the mischaracterizations and the false narratives about police officers. So thank you, as always, Jeff, for giving us that heads up. Again, it's policedefense.org.
Well, I love that, Jimmy. Maybe if you don't mind, next time you're on, let's talk about some of those, these common misconceptions, these tropes that are out there that are simply untrue. You mind?
Would love that, Jeff. I'll be prepared next time. Sounds like something we could get into.
All right, and kiss all of the beautiful grandchildren, please. They are absolutely adorable. They come from good stock, so I expected nothing less.
We appreciate that, Jeff. We're hoping you're going to send us some barbecue from Jake's place, because it's never too early to start your grandkids on a good diet of Jake's Place barbecue.
We will put together a little delivery for you. That is Jimmy Galliano, just the absolute best of the best. He really is. Retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Continues to give back to this country. I've never seen somebody so passionate about giving back And he's just rock solid. Always happy to have him here. Carl Carlson is going to join us at 4:33. Carl and I actually sat down for one of our regular financial planning meetings. And I'm going to let Carl share a little bit about that, you know, because you got to get on board. I'm telling you, you got to be ready, particularly if we've got socialism coming our way. It is 3:48. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.